The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. Coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. This pivotal, essential gospel today, as we get ready in the future day to welcome our Lord. This is precisely why in this gospel, our new parish mission, our motto here at St. Mary's, is to be faithful like Mary. Faithful like her in all things. Look, Gabriel now returns, gives our Blessed Mother, again, who would have been, scholars believe, 15, 16 years old at this time, says to her in the famous words of the Hail Mary, which we all know and love well, "Hail Mary, full of grace." And in the Greek, the original language, the drama unfolds spectacularly. The angel says to her, "Karikatomine," which is a past perfect participle, meaning Our Lady is full of grace, and it's already in the past tense. It's one of the arguments for why Mary is immaculately conceived herself. Hail, full of grace, the fullness of God resides in you, already completed. And what Our Lady does next is what we should all strive to do in the midst of the mysteries unknown plan of God. What does Mary do? Ponders. You see, modern man, one of the things we're losing is the ability to ponder. Our kids no longer ponder. Why? What do? If you remember before the advent of smartphones and technology, when we were waiting to be picked up by our parents, what did we used to do? We used to just wait and stare. What were we doing as kids? We were training in pondering. Look around. We no longer ponder. Look at those beautiful moments when we used to be bored. What did our minds do? We imagined. And we looked at the world and we philosophized. Mary, given this strange greeting, ponders. Yesterday we did a funeral. Young lady dies of cancer. From the moment of diagnosis to death 1 month. What would our response, if following the example of Our Lady, do? Ponder. Lord, why? Not in anger, not in doubt, even though those emotions would be understandable. But rather, Lord, you've allowed this unfold in my life. Why? And now the glory of Our Lady. With all of these mysteries unfolded by the angel Gabriel, look what Our Lady does. Behold, I am an handmaid of the Lord. It may be done unto me according to your word. She ponders Our Lady in love and in trust, knowing that whatever unfolds in her life, she surrenders to the will of God. Be faithful like Mary.